You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Fantasy Sports Today.
It's going down right here.
Feeling it right now. Welcome inside Studio 34, Midtown Manhattan, FSTOT, Fantasy Sports Today Overtime, right here on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Corey Parson, the all-in kid, Jake Seeley, the closer, Chris Venture, holding it down for Matt Modica again today. Thank you very much for doing that, Venture. I appreciate you.
Of course, and shout out to Matt Modica.
Out to Matt Modica, too.
He's out in Vegas doing his thing.
All right, so let's break down. I'll start with the all-in kid. Since Greg didn't ask you, how was your evening, Jake?
It was fine. Nothing super special.
All right, cool. I always like to ask people how their evening was because you never know. Something could have happened and he wanted to get off his chest. I know he's pissed off this morning about this Giants trade.
Yes.
Venture, how you doing? How was your evening?
My evening was good, but I'm really pissed about the Giants thing, yeah.
You think you're upset about the Giants thing, too?
I'm very pissed about it, yeah.
The Dallas Cowboy fan, I really could care less.
Yeah, of course.
This means that Dak Prescott does not have to deal with JPP for two games this season. I'm not really tripping off the Giants, to be honest with you. I think the Giants are going to suck again next year, so I'm not really even tripping off of them, especially if they don't draft Barkley. I'm really not tripping off of them because their quarterback is washed, and their best wide receiver is – he's the best player in the NFL, maybe. But he's the only person on the team that can score.
Yeah, but – you act like Dallas is so much better than the Giants.
The Giants
could beat them twice.
They are. They couldn't beat them twice last year, and Dallas didn't have the damn running back.
I know, but that doesn't mean they can't this year.
Not going to do it.
Division rivals.
Damn, it is what it is. So today coming up on the program, we're going to talk a little fantasy baseball. We're going to look at the opening day and some of these pitching matchups and get some fantasy analysis on some of these pitchers and what to expect. We'll do a little Atlanta Braves rotation nation. And then, obviously, when we get back on the other side, you already know how upset that Jake is, so I'll let you two gentlemen talk about this New York Giants trade again. You guys can wax poetic on that. We only going to be doing this for an hour, and then after that, the Fantasy Best Friends Forever come in. So I'll be honest with you, I've been a little bit upset this morning. These helmets is in my way. The lady that works in the restaurant who remained nameless. No, Safa's our friend.
Safa's our friend.
Yeah, this lady who works in the restaurant who remained nameless. Every time she see me come out there around her staff, she runs me away from them. And I don't like that, to be honest with you.
No.
It makes me feel like it makes me feel like the cop's running me off a corner. That's kind of what I feel like. And I don't think that's right to do that to me.
No. That's
does she do it to you?
Disrespectful.
It is disrespectful. When Jake was up here last week, she didn't do it to Jake. Did anybody in the restaurant give you any trouble, Jake?
I wasn't going around the restaurant.
But still, when you came upstairs back and forth, nobody gave you any nasty looks, did they?
I wasn't going around the restaurant, so those can't be the same.
Yes, well, I guess Jake makes a point there. Chris, you ever got any nasty looks in a restaurant?
I have. I mean, Jake looks like an innocent guy, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm sure his eyes aren't wandering and stuff either.
What are you trying to insinuate, Ventura? That I have a wandering eye?
You know, some may say, yeah.
Some may say. We come back on the other side. We're going to talk about, today's Thursday. It's TI Thursday. Thank you very much, Chris Pavona. My mind getting bad in my youth. TI Thursday. Shout out to Tip. So we'll rock out with Tip all day today. You know what I'm saying? We come back. We'll take that. We'll unpack this New York Giants trade. And then it's a fight that I want to see happen. We'll discuss it when we come back right here. FSTOT off and rolling on a Thursday. FSTOT right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Shout out to the Goon Squad, everybody checking us out on FNTSY YouTube. If you haven't subscribed, make sure you hit that button. It'd be foolish. You've been rocking with us for this long. You know what I'm saying? So, going to get into this new... Why did the music stop so abruptly? Oh, no. Oh, that's the oldest. The beat just dropped. That's what it was. All right. Shout out to Chris on the ones and twos. Thank you, Christopher. So... we'll get into this Giants trade in a minute, but first I want to talk about this thing right here. So, Ventura, do you remember the dude that was the vice president with Barack Obama, the 44th vice president, Joe Biden?
Mm-hmm.
Remember him, right?
Yeah, I don't know. know a lot about him. But
you don't. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
She's a 71-year-old man. You know what I'm saying?
A politician.
He's a 71-year-old politician, longtime politician. Mm-hmm. So he was at a school, right? And he was talking about the current president. And he said this: if they asked me, I'd like to debate this gentleman. And I said no. If we were in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him. Biden's 75 years old, 75-year-old man, talking about he's going to beat the hell out of somebody. This is what he told the students at the University of Miami earlier this week, as reported by ABC News. I've been in a lot of locker rooms my whole life, Biden continued. I'm a pretty damn good athlete. Any guy that talked away was usually the fattest, ugliest SOB in the room. That's what he was saying about the current president, the 45th president of the United States, Donald Trump. Donald Trump went to Twitter, right, and he said, crazy Joe Biden is trying to act like a tough guy. Actually, he is weak both mentally and physically, and yet he threatens me for the second time with physical assault. He doesn't know me, but he would go down fast and hard, crying all the way. Don't threaten people, Joe.
Beef.
These two need to fight. These two 70-something-year-old men need to fight. I'm serious. I would pay $100, $150. I raised the stakes. I would pay $150 to watch these two 70-something-year-old men fight on pay-per-view. This would be bigger than Mayweather-McGregor, Jake. I want this to happen.
That's fine. Not me. I couldn't care less.
I want to see them fight.
You wouldn't want to see it at all, just a little bit?
No.
Forget about the boxing gloves. I wouldn't want to see with boxing gloves, I don't think. I want to see like a bare knuckle.
No. They're too old for that.
Well, that's why it would be interesting.
I want them to train for 6 months. You know what I'm saying? We get top-ranked promotions, you feel what I mean? And we do this thing at the MGM Grand in Las Vegas, Nevada. You feel what I'm saying? And they just come out and fight. I want to see them fight. I want to see two 70-something-year-old politicians fight. Nobody's paying for this on pay-per-view.
I was just imagining them both trying to like weigh in.
Can you imagine the weigh in? Both of them come out with USA trunks. You know what
they
I'm saying?
Weight.
Yeah, they cutting weight, coming out with USA trunks, standing up there like this, with their skin hanging. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Can we make this happen? This now you talk about Mayweather McGregor, the fight of the century. This right here would be the fight of the century. But it doesn't seem like nobody's in for this except me. Venture, you in for this?
I'm in for that.
Jake doesn't think it's a good idea.
He's not interested.
Oh,
you know? You got to sell him on it.
Yes, we
He's
do.
A hard sell.
I want to see this happen. This is right here. This right here is Mayweather McGregor. This is a bigger draw than Mayweather McGregor. Somebody needs to get this done. Now, I do not want to see them in the MMA octagon.
No.
No, I don't want to see that. Donald Trump has a wrestling history. You know what I'm saying? He's done some WWE events. Remember Stone Cold Steve Austin stunned him.
That's right.
So he has ring experience. Joe Biden's class. He says he was an athlete. Probably was like a quarterback or something like that. Train for 6 months. I mean, I can imagine that Trump is busy. You know, you know, doing his thing. Just let these dudes fight.
I think Trump outweighs him by a lot, though.
I don't know. They will have to cut weight. Both have to cut weight. They can do it as they become. I want this to be a heavyweight bout.
Oh.
This will bring back heavyweight boxing. This bring back the heavyweight division. They should put a belt on the line for this joint right here.
They'd have to gain weight to get to the heavyweight.
I want this to be a heavyweight matchup right here.
I kind of think, you know, just to make everybody happy, make it like a, remember Celebrity Death Match?
We can do it like
make
that.
Make one of those.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if people like Jake would be interested. I don't know if it would make enough
Jake
money.
Jake don't watch too much TV anyway, though.
I don't really either.
What did you watch on TV watch last that. Night, Jake?
Yeah, I don't remember.
Yeah, I told you.
I was working on the side, so I don't remember.
Yeah,
I'm like
working. He's getting stuff done.
Yeah, I was working too.
We've already heard from Jake. I'm gonna bring the All In Kid back in on this one. New York Giants trade the defender Jason Pierre-Paul to Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They get a third round pick this year, and I don't know the full terms of the deal. They get a third round pick this year, and they got some fourth round action going on too.
Right.
So, what do you think about this move for the New York Giants?
I think it's terrible. I think now this truly shows that they missed their golden opportunity last year. And what's his name? McAdoo messed it all up by taking Brandon Marshall and drafting Evan Ingram, even though Ingram was
solid.
When
you say last year, you mean 2016?
I mean 2017.
Well,
this past year.
What golden opportunity did the Giants have this past season?
Well, their defense should have been a lot better than it was. And it was really, really good at the beginning, if you notice. Then they gave up because they didn't believe in their coach. They didn't believe in their team. And they slowly faded away and just didn't care anymore.
You do forget the best player on the team broke his ankle.
Odell?
Yeah.
Yeah, but this is even kind of like before that.
Then the Giants didn't have a chance last year.
Well, that's because McAdoo messed it up. Instead of going for offensive line,
Vince Lombardi could have coached the Giants.
They went
last
after
year, been
receiver, 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 receiver. They went so receiver heavy. They thought they were going to blow out the league by having all these weapons. It don't work like that. Eli needs protection. He's a sitting duck in the pocket. He can't move whatsoever. You need protection for the guy, and they didn't do it. And now they lost the opportunity because now the defense is falling apart. The defense is falling apart now.
Fine.
They have no linebackers either.
I still think you got some talent on that defense. All right, Jake, here we go. This is the trade that went down and took place. We've already got your initial reaction on Fantasy Sports Today earlier. When you look at this, Jake, and you look back at this move, how bad of a move is this going to be for the organization?
I don't know. We have to see what happens. It's just the fact is they still don't have pieces on the defense, and whether or not you want to move to a 3-4 or not, they'll need the talent there to do it. And they don't have any talent. Whether or not he's a bad fit, people are saying he was a bad fit, JPP, for a 3-4. That's fine. Then do better. Then you should have made signings before this. You should have made this move beforehand. And you should have got more than just a third-round pick for it. This is the fact. It's like, okay, he doesn't fit. Sure, I'll buy that. Whatever. You want to get away from the money? Sure, I'll buy that. Whatever. But you just took away a piece for a third-round pick, and this defense is still struggling as they supposedly move to a 3-4 and supposedly want to be right back in the playoff hunt next year. This does not help you get right back in the playoff hunt next year.
Let me ask you about that, Jake. What do you think about that, moving from the 4-3 that with the Giants have played for years, moving from the 4-3 to the 3-4? What do you think about that personally?
I don't know. I'm not an IAP guy. I don't know. Okay. I don't care.
I think it's a learning curve when you change defensive schemes.
Yes, big. And 3-4 is supposed to be like more for
pass
coverage.
Rush. Coverage pass, too. Rush and coverage. Yeah.
Outside play instead of interior. Because you got Snacks. He's supposed to be your stopper in the middle.
Yeah.
You know, so you want fast linebackers. But the problem is our linebackers aren't good enough. Goodson, Ogletree. Vernon's going to be a linebacker now. He's got to move to like an outside linebacker position. And then Derek Matthew. Like, we were just weak at linebacker all the time. I don't remember the last time we were good at linebacker overall.
Ventura, you've referred to the New York Giants as we.
Yeah, because I love them. Yeah,
but
like my son.
That's not really. You shouldn't refer to the New York Giants as we when you're talking into a microphone.
You're right. I mean, but broadcasters do it.
No, they don't.
When they talk about like the White Sox, let's say broadcasters, they'll be like, "We, you know, you can put it on the board. We just hit a homer." You know what I'm saying? Like they say "we" sometimes.
Not really.
They say "they."
Yeah, because like you're not on the team.
I'm so used to saying "we."
You have to.
Who cares?
A habit you have to break.
That's what I'm saying.
It's poor form, Jake.
I'm a giant.
No, it's not.
It is poor form.
I'm not gonna get on. No, it's not. I'm not gonna get on anybody who says "we." That's just stupid.
You can't say "we." You're not part of the team.
People invest their lives with them. I really feel that I really feel strongly about this too. I do not like when people refer to their favorite team as "we" on the microphone.
So you never say "we" as the Cowboys?
I'll say "we" on the fourth floor. I'll say "we" out there. If I come in here and I'm talking about the Dallas Cowboys, I will not use the term "we."
That's tough to hold back. I mean,
I'll say my Golden State Warriors, my Dallas Cowboys. But if I'm talking about how Ezekiel Elliott was done wrong by Roger Goodell, I would never say that we were done wrong by Roger Goodell.
That works. My Giants.
Mm-hmm.
That works. Okay. I got to get used to that, though. I say "we."
Right, it's all good, though. I get what you're saying. Spinning this ahead, spinning this forward, Jake, when you talk about the real big situation with the New York Giants, you've already said that you feel that they should trade Odell Beckham. You think they should trade him this offseason or next offseason?
Now. Next offseason, you're only going to get worse in return because you're going to have to franchise and everybody going to know that's exactly what you're doing. So trade them now. The fact is, you don't want to give them the contract. You don't want to make them $20 million a year. I don't blame you because it's hard to invest $20 million a year with what's going on with the off-field situation and stuff like that. And not to mention the fact that we're still, look, that's a significant injury to come back. I think he'll be 100%. I think he'll be the Odell Beckham we know, but what if he's not? And then the trade value goes down. What if he's 90% and he's not the same explosive player that we've always seen before? So it's just trade him now. Like, I know people are going to argue and say his value is lower now than it was before, and that's understandable, but you're still going to get a king's ransom if you open up the books and trade Odell Beckham, because the fact is, in order to trade him, somebody's not going to want a one-year rental, so you're going to have to sign him to the contract first. If they're willing to absorb that contract, you're going to give him Odell Beckham for 5 years, you're going to get a ransom.
I want to get your opinion on trading Odell Beckham from your New York Giants. And then we'll start talking some opening day baseball, Atlanta Braves Rotation Nation, FSTOT, right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
there, everybody. It's me, Joe Pisapia. Baseball is back, and that means the Fantasy Baseball Black Book is back as well. It's me. It's Paul Spohr writing starting pitching profiles. It's Jake Seeley. It's Sammy Reed writing DFS. It's a whole lot of greatness right here for you. You can get the new Fantasy Black Book for baseball on Amazon, on iTunes. You can get it in paperback. You can get it for your Kindle. You can get it anywhere you want, but make sure you get it, because once you go Black Book, you never go back.
TI Thursday right here, FSTOT. This is old. This is when this is like old school TI right here. It's trap music.
Early 2000s?
Yeah, trap music right here. You know, that's how all my homies roll. Shout out to Tip. Love TI Thursday. Even though I forget that it's TI Thursday just about every week now. I don't know what's wrong with me, Chris. Trying to do the best I can. I want to pull up this Major League Baseball schedule. Let me ask you a question, Chris. I'll start with you on this one, and I go to the all-in kid.
Sure.
Say you had friends that you went, like, grew up with in Bensonhurst.
Yeah.
Female and a male, right?
Mm-hmm.
And as they get older and stuff like that, you've been friends since diapers, you feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
As they get older and stuff like that, they start a relationship, like a, you know, an intimate relationship, you know what I'm saying? They go on, they get married, you're the best man in the wedding, stuff like that. Say years later, you found out that one of them was cheating on the other one. Would you tell?
10 years later?
Not just, it doesn't make a difference how many years.
And they've been married for a while?
These are your two, both you're friendly with both of them.
You're best friends with both of them.
Yeah.
I don't want to get in the middle of things like that. Yeah, I don't know if I could say anything.
Yeah, how would you feel?
Wait, I don't know. Am I being biased? Like, is it the male or the female?
Both of them are your friends.
Which one's cheating?
The female is cheating. Do you tell the male partner?
That's so tough. That's such a tough call. You can't. I wouldn't say anything.
Mind your business.
You get yourself
right?
in trouble, maybe. Yeah.
What do you think about that situation, Jake?
100.
Mind your business.
No, I'm telling. I want to know. I tell everybody.
You're right. I would want
to. So, Jake, you're going to go tell the dude, you, mind you, this female is your friend, too.
All right. Well, you're not my friend if you're cheating on my friend.
Wow.
That's true.
And gender does not matter in this case. You would tell on both of them equally.
I would tell on everybody everywhere.
Wow. That's an interesting take by the only kid right there.
Yeah. You're not my friend anymore anyway, because my friends don't do that to friends.
Yeah. I like that attitude. You know what I'm saying?
That's a good point. Yeah.
Jake makes a good point there, but I also think that is in situations like I think you would be torn, but I feel like it would be the best to mind your business. I wonder if Ashley Abreu would have a take on this.
Yeah,
I think we should see if we can get a headset on her and see if she has a take on this while I pull up Major League Baseball schedule.
Yeah, I wonder if she's still here.
We were just talking about this downstairs.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You see how talented I am. I know what they're talking about on the fourth floor. Ashley, go ahead. Ashley, go ahead. Break this down for me. What is your response to this?
Well, considering the circumstances, I feel like if it was the other way around, if it was a guy cheating, would you tell her?
I don't think gender has anything to do with this.
I think it does.
I was thinking about that.
I think it does, because a lot of people actually let things slide, you know, for their boys, that kind of situation. So it sucks, but I mean, I would confront her and have her talk to him.
You would tell?
I would leave it alone for some time until it gets out of hand. If it gets out of hand and, you know, the person's being taken advantage of, then you have to step in. It's your friend, no matter what.
It's out of hand from day one.
Yeah. I confront, she's saying confront the person who is cheating.
Yeah.
And then.
Oh, you're saying confront the person actually who is cheating?
Yes.
And speak to her.
And her or him. Gender has no role in this.
Anything they say has no validation anyway. If they're going to cheat, they're going to lie to your face. They're not going to follow through on anything they say anyway.
Mm. That's very true. You never know if he's cheated on her previously.
Yeah, you lose the trust.
No, but these are your friends, so you know the inner workings of their dealing.
Oh, I see.
Oh, okay.
Well, I mean, if he's a good guy, then you got to let him know. You gotta take the L.
See, Jake and Ashley say you tell your friends. Me and you say you mind your business.
That's one of the hardest questions I ever had to answer. I'm not gonna lie.
That's the easiest question ever.
This is not an interrogation, Chris. Nobody's going to jail.
I'm taking it as like a real case scenario.
Yeah, I feel you.
I wouldn't know what to do.
I'm with Chris on this one. I'm with Chris on this one. I would stay. I would be torn. I would be hurt for my friends, but I would stay out of it.
Corey, can I give my little perspective?
Vivone, I would love to hear it. Anybody
I would
else?
Go. No. I would have to go up to the person cheating and be like, listen, I know what's going on. Either you tell them or I am. That's how
really?
I
really.
That's a good one. Yeah, you could confront them and say, you know what? You're both my good friends. I'm going to give you one last chance. You got to tell them. Well, I got to tell them, or I'm going to tell them. You're both my friends. I'm giving you the chance.
I just think that these matters of the heart are too difficult, and I think I would be torn. But my advice to anybody would be to stay out of it. You know what I'm saying? Stay out of it. I know it's going to be difficult. If anybody else wants to put their head on phones, I'm on the floor. Why was y'all talking about this on the fourth floor? Number one.
Is there some news out right now?
Yeah, is it something that we don't know? Is it something y'all know about me? You know what I'm... They're talking about me on the fourth floor, Chris. Nah, let me stop. All right, so listen. If you got an opinion on this, 844-843-6879. I don't know why this thought came to my head just now. I don't have nothing going on. I don't even have that many friends, to be truthful, honest with you. You know what I'm saying? So I want to know if the audience has an opinion on this one. 844-843-6879. Call Safa in here and see if she has an opinion on this.
Safa.
She's sitting right over there.
I'm trying to wave at her.
She's standing right over there, Chris.
I know. You want me to go walk to her? I'm waving. She don't see me. Safa. How many guys actually have like best girlfriends anyway? That's kind of weird.
I know a situation like this. I know people. Yeah, I have good home girlfriends. You feel what I'm saying? I got good dude friends. They've never hooked up together and stuff like
Here
that.
She comes.
You know what I'm saying? I think we can give a microphone for if you can set her up, Chris. I greatly appreciate that. MLB opening day coming up next Thursday. Is game one of the? If you can, right quick off, I have a question for you. I don't want you to get in no trouble with the management. Jake. Oh, you know what I want to ask you, Jake? I was doing my auctioneer duties the other day, right? And in both auctions, I noticed something that kind of shocked me and caught me off guard. Albert Pujols was a reserve round player in fifteen team auctions. Has it Albert Pujols dropped that far?
Yeah, the production's not there anymore, and he's not guaranteed to even get 140 games. It's not Pujols anymore, sadly enough.
He's washed.
He's
the definition of washed.
I can't believe that Albert Pujols has now become like a reserve round. And I'm not talking about like when the reserve round started. I'm talking about well into the reserve rounds. Somebody said Albert Pujols.
Because there's only downside.
Somebody said Albert Pujols, Jake, and I was like, he's gone already. And they was like, no, he's not. And I'm like, what?
The potential is capped. Not only capped, it's
he can still
going
hit 25
lower lower,
home runs, right?
The cap. What?
He's like 60-20-80 with a poor average, and that's good.
And
like I said, the only potential way you could probably go down is down.
That's crazy, and he's going to make $73 billion this year. We got to get Safa back to work.
His walk rate also has really decreased.
But son, he's going to make $73 billion this year. Is Safa's mic on?
Your mic is on?
Yes,
yeah,
it
she's
is.
On.
Let me ask you a question. How you doing, first of all?
I'm good. Yeah. Thank
it's
you.
It's very nice to see you, have you in the studio with us today.
Thank you.
This is a situation that we were discussing on the program. So say you have, friends. Friends that you've grown up with for a long time. One male, one female, and they develop a relationship, like an intimate relationship. If you was to find out that one of them was cheating on the other one, would you tell on them?
Of course.
Really?
Yeah.
You wouldn't mind your business in this situation?
No. If they ask me or if, I don't know, if she came to me and I found out already, I'll tell her because she's going to find out eventually.
No. She doesn't know. No genders involved with this. Would you tell the male friend and the female friend? If it was the male friend cheating, would you go to the female friend? If it was the female friend cheating, would you go to the male friend?
Both of them. I'll gather both of them at one time.
Really? You just break it and pop and break into something right there?
Yeah, like that.
I feel like this is a mind your business situation.
No, I mean, they have to work it out. Actually, if they love each other, they're going to forgive each other. But eventually, honesty is honesty. They have to know the truth.
All right. So there you go. The fantasy executive stands corrected. 844-843. Thank you, Safa, very
You're
much.
You're welcome.
Appreciate
Thank
that.
You.
We'll let you get back to work now.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
No problem.
We'll see you soon.
Have a good day, guys. Thank
Take
you.
Care. Very nice. That's the Safa. She's a work genius.
She's very aggressive. She's breaking it down.
No, she came right in here and said she's going to tell them in both of their face. That's
together.
Crazy right there. That's brash right there. This Albert Pujols thing is bothering me because he's going to make so much money and you can't even, and he's a reserve round player. What about in the only league, Jake? In a NL only?
Well, that's different. It's AL only, by the way. Oh, but it's different.
He played for the Angels, that's right. His days with the St. Louis Cardinals are over. they've been over. In the AL only league, what is he like corner infield?
Yeah.
Okay. How many? What, $6? $7?
I don't know.
All right.
$2.
Really, a $2 corner infielder?
I don't know. I'm guessing. He's I'm not ask, working
Nando. Nando got an only league coming up this week, and if it's AL
I'm
only.
Playing I'm playing only leagues. They're stupid.
That's not nice to say that they're stupid, Jay, because a lot of people in the fantasy baseball community. Matter of fact, the first fantasy baseball leagues were only leagues.
Were they?
They're stupid.
Well, I mean, there's some people like my father, for instance, who only watches the AL East because he's a diehard Yankee fan. He knows the Yankees more than I do, but I know baseball in general more than he does.
Yeah.
Because he's just all over the Yankees.
So he likes his team. He's into his
team.
Right.
So he'd be good at AL only, but he has no clue what's going on in the NL.
Okay.
So that's the type of guy, you know, you're looking for.
Jake thinks it's stupid. If Jake don't like something, he say it's stupid. Jake don't like two catchers. It's stupid. You know what I'm saying?
I don't like two catchers either.
It's stupid because you're forcing me to have crap on my team.
Yes.
I'm not going to play in a league where you're forcing me to have garbage players. I'm not going to do it.
Every catcher hits 220.
You're going to play in an NFC-only fantasy football league?
I would give it a shot. I would.
Your team be miserably stupid.
No, I can imagine how crazy it would be. I'd be like, the waiver wire would be trash. You'd have like Fozzie Whitaker. You'd be like playing Fozzie Whitaker this week. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know. And then roto football is an interesting concept too, but you have to figure out the categories and stuff like that. So I don't think I had that much time on my hands. So there you go, right there. Mm-hmm. So I'm still going. We still got Rotation Nation, Atlanta Braves coming up. I'm going to go to Roster Resource, pull that up, and I still want to talk about some of these pitchers that's going on opening day and get some of that. Because if your opening day starter don't have no fantasy value, then organizationally you're doing something wrong. I think you feel what I'm saying. So. We can talk about a couple of those things right there, Chris.
Pitches are hard to come by.
I just find it difficult. I'm a mind my business guy. I would be so hurt, but I would not tell on. I would not tell on my homies. I would be hurt though.
Safa will go right in.
Safa gonna send them down together and break the news. That's scary right there. That's very
intervention,
forward. Yeah, that is an intervention. You gonna need Dr. Phil for that joint right there. Anyway. Rolling, rocking on the TI Thursday right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. When we come back on the other side, I promise you, we'll talk about the Atlanta Braves rotation.
Steiner Sports is the leading memorabilia provider for the New York Yankees, Rangers, Giants, Knicks, and the Brooklyn Nets. Featuring hundreds of items from your favorite athletes, Steiner Sports is your source for the best sports gifts. Go to steinersports.com/box and shop our collection of memorabilia boxes, which include 10 gifts for the price of one. We've made one for each of your favorite teams. Hurry, supplies are limited, and these are some of the best deals we have ever offered. So go to steinersports.com/box today.
Turn my microphone on before I start talking into it. FSTOT right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. You know, I can take the cheating story a little bit further. Right, I can. But I promised Atlanta Braves rotation.
You promised Atlanta Braves rotation?
I promised Atlanta Braves rotation. Now, one thing about this is somebody in the chat
not a good rotation.
Said, what's the odds that the fantasy executive gets to the Atlanta Braves rotation? Because they know how much I want to talk about this. You know what I'm saying?
What did they come up with?
I did not see that. Nobody listed the odds, but I'm actually about to do it right now. So if you'd have put a bet on it, you'd have lost. I do have a situation. I can't advance this story because I do know of a situation like this that's currently going on.
Thank God you're not actually involved in it.
I know the people, I know the particulars, but they're like friends of a very close friend. Well, more than a friend. She has a, I don't want to put that much information out there. I don't want to put that much, because then they watch the show, they'll know exactly who the hell I'm talking about. All right, so let's go. All right, so the Atlanta Braves ace, right, is Julio Teheran. He's their ace. He's their opening day starter. He's the man. I remember talking about Julio Teheran for years now from the old show when Julio Teheran was a prospect. He was supposed to be this next big great arm. Jake, is Julio Teheran a SP1?
No.
A SP2?
No, try six.
Jake does not six? Like Julio Teheran. What's wrong with Julio Teheran, Jake?
He's not that good. He had the one decent year, actually one really good year, and everybody was telling me I was crazy for the fact that I've never been a Julio Teheran fan. And the fact is, if you look at the numbers, aren't there. What is he going to give you, a 4+ ERA and a 1.3 whip? Yeah, thank you. Just leave him on the waiver wire. Go kill somebody else's team.
Wait, he has three good years.
He has one great year and the two solid years.
Right. And he's pitched almost 200 innings every single year.
But if it's 200 crappy innings. Look at what he did last year.
If it's 200 innings of trash, it's not going to help your fantasy
team. It's not complete trash. It's not like...
List off his numbers from last year.
Okay, so last year he had 188 innings, 186 hits, you know.
No, list off his ERA and his whip.
Oh, 4.49. 1.37.
Exactly.
72 walks is a lot, and he did that once before. But he's also had years where he didn't walk a lot of people.
How many Ks?
His K is 151. He's not going to
do better than that.
He's not going to K per nine. You know what I mean? Yeah. But he's going to get you.
He's an SP6.
So he's an SP6.
In Roto. But what about in points? In points, he's a little better than that.
No. Yeah. He's on somebody's bench somewhere. Enjoy the days he gets you negative.
That's the opening day starter. Yikes.
The opening day starter should be Sean Newcomb.
Yeah, well, talk about Sean Newcomb, Jake. 24-year-old Sean Newcomb is a member of this. Now, he's a player that I remember auctioning off this year, late in this past weekend. Dollar type guy. You think Newcomb has the stuff to be the ace of this staff?
Absolutely. People just wrote him off because he struggled after 1 year. And look how young the kid still is. He's still a first-round pick, highly thought of, involved in the Andrelton Simmons trade. Sean Newcomb has been great so far this spring. And, yes, it is just spring training, but at the same time, he's always had the talent. It's just everybody just like, oh, he's been bad in his first appearance in the major leagues. Let's just write him off. Stupid. Stupid to do that. Everybody's focused on Acuna and Albies and forgetting about Newcomb.
You're right. I mean, no, he's got super talent, but – you know, you can't trust him because he only pitched 100 innings last year.
He's young.
He's young. But that's why I'm saying you can't tell what he's going to do yet.
So you like veterans on your fantasy teams.
I like to go safe with pitchers at the beginning when you can, you know. Like, I'd rather have Terahan than Newcomb.
Who?
In the draft.
Who would you rather have?
Terahan.
Terahan.
I say Terahan.
Okay, I'm about to say, who's Terahan?
taking him early. We're taking him in around like the 12th, 13th, 14th, 15th, 16th, 17th round.
Flyer, yeah.
Julio Terahan,
yeah.
There you go.
All right. Well, whatever his name is, I like him. He's going to give me innings. I'm going to put him in for two starts, you know?
Yeah, enjoy him destroying those two starts.
Maybe he gets me some.
They have the same ERA, and Newcomb has a ceiling to potentially break through, and he has more strikeouts.
Right, the strikeouts are big. But he also walked a ton of people there.
Yeah.
But he's a young pitcher to struggle with their control.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, definitely.
24 years old.
There's guys that turn into Scott Kazmias, and then there's guys that turn into Clayton Kershaw. You don't know which one he's going to be.
So yeah. I'll wait 7 rounds to draft Newcomb.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll draft him, absolutely.
All right, Chris, what is your thoughts on Mike Fulton-Edwards. Mike Fulton-Edwards.
I don't like him either.
Okay. Nope. Hey, Jake. Mike Fulton-Edwards. Chris is done with him. He doesn't like him either.
I mean, no.
And I'll draft him instead of drafting Tehran where he's going.
Well, yeah, you're going to get him later too, though. Much later. Yeah,
exactly, for the cost. And the fact is the numbers are probably going to be very similar.
He had almost a 5 ERA last year, this guy.
And what happened the year before that?
He had a 4.31. He only pitched 120.
And he's also 26, and he also pitched better down the stretch.
And he K's a decent amount of guys, but
it's the same as Tehran.
He's another one that's going to give you an issue with the whip, with the walk. So he had almost 1.5 whip last year. I mean, he's got problems. You can't trust him either. He's a flyer again. Another flyer.
Same amount of problems as Tehran.
Yeah, but Tehran's going to guarantee you 180 plus innings.
I don't want 180 innings of shit.
No.
Jake's mad today. Jake is pissed off. Jake pissed off about this thing with the Giants because Jake don't normally use words like that. You feel what I'm saying? And the thing that Jake used, Jake.
I'm in a bad mood today.
Jake need a nap. Jake need a nap after the show.
I don't think he's complete garbage, but you know what I mean? Like, he's. I mean, he's better than like. Name other teams 4 and 5 starters that will give you 175.
But he's their ace.
Real crap. What?
He's their ace, though.
He should be a number 4 starter. That's correct. Or 3 in real baseball. But I'm saying that's the Braves. That's their problem. You know, he's their ace. But he'd be the Yankees, you know, number 4 starter. And that's a good 4 starter, I think.
But is he good for a fantasy team?
I think he is. I think you could use him. But he's not going to be at one of your top. He shouldn't be one of your top 4 or 5 starting pitchers.
Right.
Because you can't trust him enough. He might get shelled at any given moment.
All right, so Jake,
he's right about that.
Jake, talk about Brandon McCarthy. Does he have any fantasy value?
No, and that now we're pushing it too far. Brandon McCarthy, if healthy, he could maybe be an innings eater for your team. His ratios will probably be better than Foltynewicz. And I don't know, I still believe in Newcomb, but it'll probably be better than that. But the fact is, Brandon McCarthy doesn't stay on the field at this point. Mm. Just follow him on Twitter. Much more entertaining there.
Oh, I didn't know that. I will give Brandon McCarthy a follow on Twitter.
Give him a follow on Twitter. Yeah, I'm not touching McCarthy. You know, he's not even on my list or anything like that.
You mentioned Scott Kazmir earlier. He is the Atlanta Braves' fifth starter.
Now, he's better.
He's better.
I would take a flyer on Kazmir.
All right.
Because he has the potential to do what he did 2 years ago, which he had a pretty decent year.
Do you agree or disagree with that, Jake?
Disagree. Mm-hmm. His arm's stapled to his body.
He's got rubber arm. He's like John Garland. He could do things. He could actually give you decent numbers.
Yeah, disappoint you.
I mean, in 2000, well, that was 2015.
Yeah, he didn't pitch last year.
No, last year he didn't pitch. But 2015. He had a 3-1.
Hold on. Yeah, you're just going to skip over the 4-5 ERA in 2016?
Yeah, he had a rough year. He was kind of banged up. You're right. He is stapled up. But I still like that he could possibly give you good starts here and there. Like you said, if he gets drafted at all, he's getting drafted in the last round. Well, one of the last rounds, right?
And I don't think the Atlanta Braves are the place that we go to look for our pitchers, to be honest with
Not
you.
Not really.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. Oh, they got Aroldis Vizcaino, Jake. What do you think about him as a closer?
He's actually a pretty solid closer. The only problem that you have to worry about is they love A.J. Minter, too. And then if this guy, runs into a rough week or two stretch, he might get yanked from the job, and they slap Minter into that position.
No doubt about it. Now, one thing I can say, I heard Ronis talk about A.J. Minter a lot. So a lot of people are in on A.J. Minter. A.J. Minter is one of these guys that are like A.J. Minter. A.J. Minter in 15-team roto leagues, he gets drafted, right, Jake?
Yeah, he's getting drafted in some 12-team leagues.
Wow, he's getting drafted in 12-team leagues. See, this is what the fantasy baseball community, and especially in rotisserie leagues, Chris, I don't know if you noticed, mm-hmm. they play this closer-in-waiting game. They'll leave the bigger-name closers on the board and try to pick off saves from dudes like A.J. Minter when they get an opportunity. They're trying to outthink the rest of their combatants.
Like they'll have the setup man that they know is probably going to end up taking over the job.
Now, do
later
you give
on.
These kind of play in points leagues, do you draft like that too for future setup guys?
No, I'm not touching guys that aren't going to help me right away. I mean, I am in a keepers league, but if I'm doing that, I'm drafting them really like last round. But not closers, though. Not because like closers aren't valuable enough. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Like back end closers, these bad closers aren't. They're too risky to even hold on your roster. They're just wasting a roster spot, I think.
Jake, you don't play in many points leagues, right?
I mean, Tout was points leagues,
right? And closers with jobs wasn't going in Tout War, so I guess you definitely didn't take setup, man.
What do you mean? The points are skewed in that anyway. Half the closers didn't even get drafted.
Exactly. So then that's not really a good thing to talk about right there, because you can't really learn nothing from that because of the point system and stuff like that. So that's it right there. So it's Julio Teheran, Mike Foltynewicz, Brandon McCarthy, Sean Newcomb, Scott Kazmir. Don't forget, Aroldis Vizcaino is a solid saves option, and A.J. Minter is a setup man that could get some save chances, and that's the Atlanta Braves rotation nation.
The only three I would possibly draft, Julio. Let's just call him Julio. Julio.
That's fine. Call Julio.
Julio, Newcomb, Vizcaino.
That's it.
I think are like viable eight-round picks.
All right, so there you go. Atlanta Braves rotation nation. What happened to the music?
All right, less than a minute.
All right, okay, cool. The music.
Sorry, the music early, my bad.
All right, well, just make sure you bang that same jam. What you know about that? That's my favorite T.I. song of all time. There you go right there. I'm going through the chat to see if anybody talking trash about me because they were trying to say that I wasn't going to get to it earlier. When we come back on the other side, we get ready to put a ribbon on the show. There you go. Thank you very much, Ravonna. We get ready to put a ribbon on the show, hand you off to the Fantasy Best Friends Forever's FSTOT on a TI Thursday.
Fantasy
Fantasy Sports Today.
Jason Pierre Paul to Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They get a third round pick this year, and they got some fourth round action going on too.
They missed their golden opportunity last year, and now they lost the opportunity because now the defense is falling apart.
The fact is, they still don't have pieces on the defense, and whether or not you want to move to a 3-4 or not, need the talent there to do it, and they don't have any talent. Whether or not he's a bad fit for a 3-4, that's fine. Then do better. You just took away a piece for a third round pick, and supposedly want to be right back in the playoff hunt next year. This does not help you get right back in the playoff hunt next year.
Weekdays, 9 a.m. Eastern, only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Final segment of Fantasy Sports Today, Overtime. The exec, the closer, and the all-in kid. Jake, the Giants in this second pick is like the biggest wild card of the draft by far. Because there's so many different ways they can go with this. I think a lot of it depends on what they really do truly think about Eli Manning. How confident are you, scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the most confident, 1 being the least confident, that they're going to make the right decision with this second pick?
Negative 47.
Jake's upset with the Giants today. What do you think they should do?
Trade down. I said it since day one. Yeah. And now you can potentially get even a bigger haul than you could get before because of what the Jets did. Either Buffalo's, they already said, if you're getting Buffalo, you're getting not just a first or second round pick this year, or their first two first rounders this year. You're also getting their second rounder. You're also getting at least a first or a second rounder for next year because you're moving all the way down to 12. So you're getting a haul from them. If you get the Broncos, you're getting their first, a second, next year's first, another second possibly to get them to move up. Those are just hauls you can't ignore for a team that wants to be back in the playoffs, whether it's back in the playoffs or it's a long-term solution. Both of those packages are too much to ignore for what this team needs. It's not just, this isn't the Cowboys. This isn't the Jaguars. This isn't go get a running back like Saquon Barkley and you're back into the playoff hunt. They need defensive players. They need linebackers. They need offensive linemen. They need a quarterback of the future. They have too many pieces to sit there at number two and take Chubb or Barkley or whatever they're going to do. So I said, or even Nelson, quit taking a guard at number two. I said, my nightmare scenario as soon as they hired Gettleman was they don't trade down. They sit at number two and take somebody.
What do you think, Ventura?
He's 100% right. This team needs a lot of help.
So they trade out you cool with them trading out this spot?
Absolutely.
When do you want?
Absolutely trade down.
So even if you miss on Chubb, because you need the trade down to five and get Micah Fitzpatrick. Mm-hmm. They need safety and corner help.
Exactly. They need help at almost every single position. Yeah, I mean, besides wide receiver. You know what I'm saying? So
they still might need that if Brandon Marshall's not okay.
Right?
Yeah, what's up with Brandon Marshall? He's still on the team.
He's washed.
Somehow. Yeah. I'm surprised he didn't get cut. But they let Darnell Rogers Cromartie go, so now you're talking about Eli Apple needing to be their number two corner? That's a huge question right there. They still need a second safety next to Collins. They still need linebacker help, as Chris said before. Now the defensive front is going to change because they're moving to this 3-4. The offensive line, you can go down the list. This team is not getting back into the playoffs without multiple positional help.
Right. That's why you trade picks for future picks that are also good. You get multiple picks in maybe next year's draft. And, right.
You're not going to hit like the Saints with all four rounds, one pick in each round. Now, if you get two picks in the first and two picks in the second, from the Bills, then you can hit on all four picks.
Right. Then you could get some good players built for the future because you know what? Eli's at the end of his run. You know what I mean? We're going to need a whole new regime soon. This is a whole rebuilding project. This isn't retooling. This might be rebuilding.
Eli Manning came in Studio 34 and was rude to me.
Was he?
Mm-hmm.
He's upset. When was this?
This was like sometime last year. He came in here and was rude to me.
Really?
Yep.
Why?
Huh? Why? I guess he knew I was a Dallas Cowboys fan.
He's deviant up for you.
No, I'm serious. He was rude to me.
That's not right.
I have a problem.
He just could
have
come on the air. And he thinks that he's being rude to Corey.
That was yes, exactly. I wanted to interview Eli Manning, and he said no. And I was like, all right, well, then, you know, whatever. Go about your business. Then he had a terrible season. You see how that worked?
He's been having a terrible season for the past 5 years, Corey.
Hey, everybody, enjoy NCAA tournament action starting up this weekend. We go from the Sweet 16 all the way down to Final Four. Those games get started tonight. Be back with you tomorrow. I want to thank Ashley Abreu, Chris Pavona for hopping on. Safa also for the all-in kid, Jake Sealy for the Crozer, Chris Ventura, fantasy executive. We out.